January 10th, 2024. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This week's series of devotions is entitled Epiphany, and the specific title of today's address is Jesus Revealed as the Life. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Some people view Jesus as a good man. Other people claim Jesus is a great prophet. These same people, however, do not accept the Epiphany revelation that Jesus is God's mighty Son and the world's only Savior. As we have seen, the Bible identifies Jesus as the Lord God, and Jesus identifies himself as the light of the world. Jesus also identifies himself as the way, the truth, and the life, and claims no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way to the Father, because we sinners are justified by faith in Jesus. Jesus is the truth, because he promises that if we abide in his words, we will know the truth and be set free by that truth. Jesus is also the life. He revealed this in numerous ways. He restored life to people who had died, a young man from Nain, the daughter of Jairus and Lazarus. Before raising Lazarus, Jesus boldly claimed, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Before dying himself, Jesus said, "My Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." Easter's empty tomb proves Jesus is the life. Jesus is also the life because he gives us the gift of life. He promises, "My sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." My dear friends, Jesus is so much more than a good man or a great prophet. He is the life who enables us to come to our Heavenly Father. Dear Jesus, lead us to embrace you as the only Savior of the world and the Lord who gives life. Amen. This devotion is brought to you by Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Spokane Valley, Washington. Gethsemane is a member of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information on Gethsemane and its ministry, please visit www.gethsemaneclc.org.